Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about having boundaries on your work life. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Plum Investment Group. Guys, do you have a property that you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys, and just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor and go check out the website. It's www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
Hope you're back from vacation mode and ready to do some work.
Well, we're working right now.
I'm tired of seeing you just floating around, just talking about Rocky Mountain dreams, this places that have a nice lake and this shopping and this where you're going to put a condo up there. This just high life in a mountain. You said you're 10,000 feet up?
I don't know exactly, but what I do know is that the jealousy is very strong right
it's
now.
Not
I'm
going to need you to it's not jealousy.
Pull that back here a little
jealousy.
Bit.
It's just
pull it back a little.
Some people get to go reset, and others have to stay here and work.
Yeah, well,
raise families.
Jealousy will get you nowhere.
Envy is one of the seven deadly sins.
Yeah, so move on. Let's hear something positive. I'm tired of the negativity.
We did close on our Virginia deal. It's done.
What do you mean done on the buy side?
Done on a buy side. So that's good. Got a big deal in Tennessee I haven't talked to you about yet. 860 acres.
It's a big one.
Yep. Finalizing with the family, working through that right now. We'll see if we can get it to come to fruition. But has never been timbered. Has highway access on two sides. Has some water, a little bit of topography, but overall flat. And a very highly desirable hunting area of Tennessee.
So do you subdivide it or is it a timber play?
Both. I think that's the play in it. And I'm kind of working through it in my head. It's a longer play. So the idea is like, you know, how do we put it up? What do we do with it? My thought is we get a timber company involved and have them do a select harvest throughout it. I mean, 880, it's three parcels. So I'm guesstimating, it's called 850 acres. They could put a road right down the middle off the main road. Do a select harvest, put your roads in there, then I could subdivide off of that.
Yeah, I've just never seen a clean timber cut, even if they just did select. Like, it still looks messy to me.
Yeah, I've seen it both ways. You know, you'd have to come in and probably put some money in for that, but to get the infrastructure put in and the points that you're going to survey from, I mean, to me, that looks like that's the play with this one. It's a little bit longer play, but as I've said, is I love the bass boat properties, but I want one or two big projects going a year because I think that's where your long-term wealth is made.
I agree with you. If the timber company can come in and cover those costs and then not leaving looking in shambles, then
yeah,
it'd be worth it. I remember when we drove to Arkansas and looked at a bunch of properties that were all timbered. It was just gross.
Yeah, those were pretty bad. And that's a bad thing to see. But what I think is reassuring to me is I see this same play on the market right next to it at $1.7 million. And I will tell you, I'm in it a lot less than that. A lot less than that. And then you sell the wood off, I think you're probably going to pull at least half the money that you have into this project off the wood alone. So it's exciting to see working through it, finalize the numbers with the family. It's an attorney out of Houston, family owns it, and we're trying to work through that. So definitely a exciting time just to see some of these bigger properties come in, because I'm gonna be honest with you, Adam, 2019 had some big properties come in and they didn't do exactly what I wanted them to do.
Well, that's part of the business, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was joking with somebody. I said, man, we had a couple properties that didn't do what they were supposed to do. They still failed and made 20%, 30%. You know, it's the ROI looks good. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about the raw numbers, sometimes it looks a little bit lower than what you wanted. And you're like, that should have been the money ball. And it turns out to be just we got an appetizer and not the whole entree.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks. I mean, I have several properties for sale right now. One of them, I think I'm going to have to lower it and just kind of move it. Mm-hmm. But I think at a moving price, I'm still making 25%.
Yeah.
But it still sucks, right?
Yeah. You know? You get used to a little bit more than that.
So, but anyway, that's all good stuff.
Yeah, got to see some people get some more checks with Plum. You mentioned them on the advertising. So it's nice to see some people get checks out. We got some more deals in the pipeline. I think we've got 6 in escrow to buy right now. And then I've got a couple more deal reviews that I'm doing, just working through because they're a little bit bigger. Definitely, it's the season. The season's here, buy, sell, kind of keep moving.
Well, that requires a lot of work. And so let's talk about putting boundaries on that work.
No, you're exactly right. And that was a heck of a way to lead into this topic today.
You led me to it.
Yeah. Did you go to podcasting school when you were in Colorado?
120 some odd episodes.
You're going to miscount it again for us that nobody else caught but me? We're going to have 123 a couple times this time, Mr. Southie.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I corrected it.
Yeah, I didn't on Instagram, though. It's still there. And Facebook.
Ah.
So double 123. For none of y'all that noticed it, we do need y'all to go to Instagram, like us, follow us, and leave a comment. But work-life balance, that's super important, especially as people transform into a full-time land investor. Do you work 8 to 5? Do you work at night? How do you do that and what that looks like for you?
Are you asking?
I'm asking. I can lead into more if you'd like. But
one of the things that always stands out to me is back when I was selling real estate, like homes, my boss used to always say, if you let your clients control you, you'll work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yep. So pick a time and don't answer your phone after that time. And it's really hit home to me, too, because when I was in Colorado, mm-hmm. enjoying myself, I got 3 back-to-back calls at 10 o'clock at night in Colorado.
So that, if you would have been here, though, that would have been midnight, huh?
Or is it an hour? So okay. 11.
So it would have been 11 here.
Yeah. And I never answer. So for me, I don't answer the phone after 7.
You don't even answer my phone calls after. You used to not answer after 7. Now you've given me till 8.
Yeah. And so the first time it rang, I just ignored it. Or, I hit ignore. Then it immediately rang again, and I hit ignore. And like 10 seconds later, it rang again. And now I'm mad because have some boundaries, people. You can see the area. I know it doesn't matter with cell phones and whatnot about the area code, but mm-hmm. just take it in consideration anyway. So I grabbed the phone. I'm like, this is Adam. And this phone call didn't go too well.
Yeah, so you didn't sell him.
No, didn't sell. I tried to cool down, but I had set the tone wrong to begin with. I didn't care.
Not always closing, huh? 10 p.m.?
I'll close the phone on her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel myself getting angry with the lack of boundaries
Your face is getting red right now.
I shouldn't let it get to me, but the fact is, it's like, who calls that late?
Yeah.
And that's what made this whole me come up with this idea, this podcast, is you got to set boundaries because we're entrepreneurs and there's always so much stuff to be done. Mm-hmm. And, if you're going to work weekends, at least like give yourself hours that you're going to work and don't escape from those. That way you can still have a life.
Yeah. And that was one of the things that was hard for me as we took on Plum and the podcast is I finally got to where I was like, Saturdays, I'm taking off. But we still were recording on Saturday morning. So it was like, I didn't record, then I tried to go do that. And I'd tell my wife, oh, yeah, I'm taking Saturdays off, but you're still recording. And then whatever came involved in that, if something came in. So I've gotten pretty good now that we're recording in the week, gotten pretty good that Saturday I turn off, like I basically try to turn off and I don't do anything on that that's work related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have set hours on Saturday that I'll take phone calls for like podcast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I can't remember what they are, but I think it's 9 to 12 that you can book a call, but I can't remember anyway. But mm-hmm. Sundays, I think, it's a day to myself or whoever I'm with, it's, you got to have those times.
Like, whoever you're with, huh?
Meaning my family, my friends.
Okay.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You done? Okay, thank you. But yeah, so you got to pick some time. If you don't want to take the whole day, pick some set hours and work those hours. Pick a time that you're going to start answering calls and pick a time that you're going to stop answering those phone calls.
Yeah.
And take time for yourself because at least I don't think none of this is...
Life or death?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
I agree with you on that. And that's the hardest thing for me is the time for yourself, because I take that literally. Like, as a parent with small kids, I don't have much time for myself. And so trying to find some of that time where I can eat, like relax, a lot of that time is usually coming to the studio with you, where I don't have, wife knows where I'm at, the kids aren't with me, I got listen to bear bark for 10 minutes of walking in the door, and then I get to like kind of veg out with you for a little bit. So that gives me some time to myself. But that's a hard thing because I go to the gym in the morning, and that's my other time to myself. I go at 7, I drop the kids off, go to the gym between 7 and 8. I'm home by like 9:30. Then I start taking calls at 10, start responding to emails, and start getting into the day's worth of work. And, whether it's Plum, Land Mule, or Casual Fridays, whatever that is, my day lines out for that. And then you throw meetings in there, you have consultant clients that show up, and I have Beth come in, and we're running through projects, whatever that looks like. It's hard. Then it's 3 o'clock, and the kids come in. And I've got 2 little kids that or 6-year-olds that want to come hug dad, see dad, tell them about their day, want to play in the office, want to do this. And then you got the little baby who's there all the time. Now that he walks, he's heck on wheels.
Oh, you'll say heck now, but hell's the word that you stop at.
I was talking about my baby boy. He's only 15 months old.
He ain't here. He ain't listening.
He will be. This podcast will last forever, Adam.
Okay. All right. Now, I mean, I get what you're saying. Obviously, yeah. I don't deal with that. I do find myself, you know, now that the house is empty, I found myself working a lot more, and I'm like, okay, you know,
yep.
Stop. Put the phone down. Do whatever. Take some time for myself. Go work out. Do something like that.
Yeah.
And so I want everyone to keep that in mind, like, because I know a lot of people have day jobs that require a ton of time, and then you're trying to build this land business. And then if you're committed to it, then you're taking time away from your friends, your family, or whoever is important to you. So schedule it out if you have to.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't doing this as a full-time job, though. They're doing it as a side hustle. And that side hustle has to take time. It takes time from everybody else. And that's we understand that. We're okay with that. We're not saying just not do that, but we're saying go ahead and set your schedule in there, make your boundaries. Now, if you choose to work, like if it's accept calls, and that's a great, you know, a great point. If it's, hey, I'm not going to accept calls past 8 o'clock, but you know you have to get a mailer ready, or you have to scrub data, or you have to pick a new county, and you want to do that after the kids go to bed at 9 and do that 9 to 10 while you and your wife are normally just vegging out on the couch, not talking to each other, playing on social media, then that's okay. You know, that's not a bad thing to do, but don't do it to a point where it's detrimental to your health and your family life, because that's the worst thing. You're doing this to get that time of freedom, to have more time with your family. So don't do it to hamper that. But you understand there is some sacrifice that has to happen.
Yeah, I have a friend who's an attorney. He works at a big firm, and he, you know, an attorney, they bill hourly. So the more they work, the more money they make. But he sets those boundaries, right? So he's at the office by 8. He leaves at, I think he said, I just talked to him about this. He said either 5 or 6. I can't remember. And then he hangs out with the family until the kids and wife go to bed. And then he's back in his home office for another 3, 4, 5 hours.
Wow. I mean, that's, you think about scalability, that you can't scale anymore. You can't work double time in an hour. You can't put up, I got 2 screens, I got 2 clients, and I'm double charging.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't do that.
Yeah, lucky for him, he works at a big firm. They charge big money.
Too much for us to talk to.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I think we got the point across. Like, you know your own life. Mm-hmm. You know what needs to be done and what's important to you. So set your boundaries and make it happen.
Yeah. One of the things I love in some of these calls we're hearing is some people have transitioned to full time and they've found that boundary and that workflow. And, you know, sometimes they feel like they're not doing enough, and that's okay. That's okay to feel that way, because there's going to be times where you get it automated. You got it figured out. Things are ebb and flow is going really well, and you're going to have some downtime. That's great. Take advantage of that. And I think you when we talked pre-show today, you made a point to say, you know, I took my laptop on vacation and I was able to keep up with everything from there. And so I got to get that resetter. I got to do that. And that's a great point. But I love hearing that. And I also love hearing where the guy maybe used to, like, goal was to work out and he could never do it because he worked outside from 6 in the morning to 6 at night and had family time. Now he can go swim or he can go work out. He starts to get a little bit of that freedom and that get to do what I want to do again. And that's why we all do it. But you got to pay your dues first. You're going to have a little bit of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And we're saying, but keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're not saying go out and don't bust your butt to make this happen.
Yeah.
Just, you know, there's other stuff to be done too.
Yeah, and that's the caught up of the Instagram. Oh, you got to hustle. You got to grind 24/7 a day. Well, you're going to have to put in the work. But we're not telling you just to sit blankly on your desk all day and not pay attention to your kids or your wife and ruin your family life for them.
Yeah, because then you'll have nothing.
Nothing.
All right, let's call it right there.
Okay.
All right, guys, so that's Wednesday. I think that was a pretty solid message. I enjoyed it, maybe even though I needed to hear it, even though we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But so do us a favor in your downtime. Go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it, and we'll see you Friday.
See you Friday, guys.